Welcome to today's Sports Roundup. I'm Maya.
And I'm Finn. We've got a packed show for you covering some of the latest developments in college football, the World Cup, and more.
Let's start with college football. Brendan Sorsby, the Texas Tech quarterback, has been granted a temporary injunction against the NCAA. What's the story here?
From what I understand, Sorsby was declared ineligible due to wagering on college sports, including bets on his own team. How did the injunction come about?
The reporting indicates that a Texas judge granted the preliminary injunction, which could allow Sorsby to play for Texas Tech in 2026. The details of the case and the specific concerns around his wagering activity aren't entirely clear, but it seems the court found sufficient grounds to intervene.
That's fascinating. So the injunction essentially puts the NCAA's decision on hold. Do we know what the NCAA's stance is on this?
The NCAA hasn't publicly commented on the specifics of Sorsby's case, but generally, they have strict rules against athletes wagering on sports, especially their own. The organization likely sees this as a significant integrity issue.
How does this precedent potentially impact other athletes facing similar NCAA sanctions?
If this injunction holds, it could set a precedent for other athletes challenging NCAA decisions. It might also prompt the NCAA to reevaluate their policies or enforcement procedures regarding gambling.
That's a great point. The legal landscape around sports betting and athlete eligibility is still evolving, isn't it?
Exactly. The Supreme Court's decision to allow sports betting in various states has created new challenges for sports organizations. They need to navigate these issues carefully.
Switching gears, there's been some controversy around a Somali referee, Omar Artin, who was denied entry to the U.S. just before the World Cup.
Yes, Artin was one of 52 referees selected for the FIFA World Cup, but was turned away at the border due to vetting concerns. The U.S. officials didn't elaborate much on the nature of these concerns.
That must have been quite a shock for him. Do we know how FIFA responded to this situation?
FIFA hasn't made a detailed public statement, but they typically work closely with host countries on referee selections and clearances. This incident likely puts them in a challenging position.
It's interesting that the U.S. cited vetting concerns without going into detail. What does that usually imply in these contexts?
Usually, it suggests there were issues identified during the security or background checks that made the individual inadmissible. It could be related to various factors, including past activities or associations.
I see. So it's not just about Artin, it's also about how the U.S. handles entry for international officials. Moving on to some sad news, Stacey King, a former Chicago Bulls player and broadcaster, has passed away at 59.
Yes, King was a beloved figure in Chicago sports, known for his energetic commentary and his time on three consecutive NBA championship teams with the Bulls. His death has been met with an outpouring of tributes.
What are some of the memories or qualities that people are highlighting in these tributes?
Fans and colleagues are remembering King for his vibrant personality, his ability to connect with audiences, and his legacy as a player. He was seen as a bridge between different generations of Bulls fans.
That's wonderful. It's clear he left a lasting impact on the sport and the community around it. The cause of death hasn't been disclosed, has it?
No, the family hasn't released detailed information about the cause. The Bulls organization announced his passing and expressed their condolences.
We've got a World Cup report to cover, which typically provides a roundup of the day's World Cup news. Do we have any specifics on what was covered in the latest report?
The articles mention that the World Cup report airs on Sky Sports Plus at various times, providing updates on the tournament. Unfortunately, we don't have the specific highlights or news items.
That's okay. It's likely we'll get more detailed coverage as the tournament progresses. Lastly, there's been some action in the Betfred Super League. Can you tell us more about the highlights?
The Betfred Super League highlights show aired on Sky Sports Action HD, featuring matches like Warrington Wolves versus St. Helens and Wigan Warriors versus Lee Leopards. These games are part of the 2024 season.
What were some of the key moments or outcomes from these matches that made it into the highlights?
The articles don't go into specific match details, but they indicate that the highlights show covered action from the eliminator matches and semifinals. We'd need to watch the actual highlights to get the play-by-plays.
All right, well, that's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
That's all for today. Goodbye.